بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عطاء بن رباح رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال لي ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم: ألا أريك امرأة من أهل الجنة؟ فقلت: بلى. قال: هذه المرأة السوداء أتت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: إني أسرع. إلى آخر الحديث. We are still in the chapter of sabr, to exercise patience, and this is a very great praiseworthy quality, and it should be within every mu'min, and we have to make effort that we have the quality of making sabr. So in this hadith, it is also the great virtues of sabr I explained to us here. Hazrat Atha ibn Rabah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu told me, Ala urika imraata min ahli jannah. Should I not show you, should I not tell you about a woman who is from the woman of Jannah? فَقُلْتُ بَلَىٰ. I said, yes, please do inform me, so that by the qualities of hers we can know what are the things that take us to Jannah. قَالَ هَذِهِ الْمَرْأَةُ السَّوْدَىٰ. He said, this particular black woman, she is that woman who is from Jannah, and she has got the qualities that have taken her to Jannah. What was that? And from there we have to take lessons for us in our life. He says, أَتَّتِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَقَالَ. She came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and she explained her condition, what her condition was. Inni usra'u. She said that I'm a woman that epileptic seizures overtake me. I'm an epileptic woman and I get this fit, and that is my condition. Wa inni atakashafu. And the thing is that my satr opens up when I'm in my state of my fits and that, and I get this epileptic attacks, then my body also open up, the clothes fall off my body, and therefore I'm in this condition. فَدْعُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لِي. So please make dua to Allah Ta'ala for me, so that Allah Ta'ala can save me from this, and I'm saved from this, and especially that my satr does not open. And that will be a concern of every rightful person and of a mu'min even more. قال نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إن شئت صبرت ولك الجنة. If you wish, you make sabr, that is, you stay with this condition of this epileptic seizures which you have, this epileptic attacks that you get, you stay in that condition, and in return Allah Ta'ala will give you Jannah. وَإِنْ شِئْتِ دَعَوْتُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى أَنْ يُعَافِيكِ. And if you wish, I will make dua to Allah Ta'ala, and Allah will save you from these epileptic attacks, and you will be saved from that. فَقَالَتْ. And then what did she say? أَصْبِرُ. I prefer to make sabr, and I can keep on getting these attacks, but that I will get Jannat in return, that is much more superior and much more greater for me. فَقَالَتْ. But she said also, إِنِّي أَتَكَشَّفُ فَدُوا اللَّهَ أَلَّا أَتَكَشَّفُ. But my satr opens up, my clothes fall off, so make dua that that does not happen, that my clothes do not fall off, my body does not get exposed. فَدَعَاهَا لَهَا. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made that dua for her. Muttafaqun alayhi. This hadith comes in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif. Very briefly, that was the translation. And one great lesson that we learn from there is that this dunya's life is not our object. We all want to immediately, many times, even if we have to do haram, we will fall into haram, but just to let our dunya's life pass nicely. Whereas the real life, everlasting life, is the akhirah. So she was a woman of what level of iman, that she was prepared, that she keeps on getting this epileptic attack, but that she will be getting Jannat for that. So really, the eyes of a mu'min should be in the akhirah, on the akhirah, the everlasting life. And in this dunya, whatever little difficulties a person has to go through, it may appear very long for us. 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, a person is suffering in a condition and he feels it's too long. And even the family people, whereas that was for that person, it is Jannah, and for the family people making his khidmat is also Jannah. But just because we want this dunya to be very nice and we forget the akhirah, whereas the akhirah is the everlasting. And we make dua as we are taught, Atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana. We ask for the goodness of this world also and the akhirah also. And to ask for afiyat, well-being, things go smooth, that is also a very great dua and a very great ibadah. But the greater level for those people whose iman is that strong, it is that they make sabr on the difficulties of this worldly life and get the full rewards in the akhirah. However, where shariat is violated, like her body becoming exposed, etc., for that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for her. And consequently, she was still getting her fits, but no more. Her body used to open up, her clothes should not, her body should not be exposed. So we should try and make effort of sabr also one side, that what difficulties come on us, we make sabr, and our eyes and gaze, وَبِالْ آخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. Our yaqeen must be on the akhirah, it must be always in front of us, that is the real life. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.